Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are signs the housing market in Massachusetts and the region may lead the nation out of the housing slump. Figures from the National Association of Realtors out last week said existing home sales jumped 27% in the Northeast last month from the year before, compared to a 20% increase nationally. It was up 31% in Boston, where the median price for a home was also up 13% to $315,000. Economists say the $8,000 federal housing tax credit fueled some of the boom. So what happens when that credit expires later this week? To try and answer that question this morning, we're joined by Vincent Falvo, editor-in-chief of Banker and Tradesman and the group publisher of The Warren Group, which tracks home sales in the state. Vincent, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
What's your view? How much of the recent increase in home sales is driven by that tax credit that's expiring this week?
An awful lot of what's been happening in the housing market right now is driven by this home buyer tax credit. An $8,000 payoff for buying a house is a wonderful gift. I'm looking at about 60% of the market at the moment is being driven by this tax credit, by first-time home buyers back in the market here.
If 60% of the sales are driven by the tax credit, what happens to that demand when the credit goes away later this week?
I think that's the big question mark that's going to happen here. We're going to see increasing sales numbers right through June. The tax credit, you have to have a deal in place by the end of this week, but you don't have to close until the end of June. So we'll see a bunch of deals put in place. We'll see a bunch of house sales closings over the next couple of months. And so we're going to continue to see rising numbers, I think, right until July or maybe early August when we're reporting out what the June numbers were.
Realtors hope that the momentum caused by the tax credit will continue to prop up home sales right straight through the traditional home buying season, the warm weather months through the summer and into the early fall. You think that's realistic, or you think that's just a little too hopeful?
I think we have a realistic opportunity to have increased sales in May and June, traditionally the end of the home buying season. I am very concerned about what's going to happen after that. So much of the market is driven by this government stimulus that its disappearance is going to, I think, cripple what's happening in the housing market going forward, especially when you couple it with things like mortgage rates are rising, and the FHA, which has been insuring about a third of all the mortgages that are happening out there, allowing people to put as little as 3.5% down. They are tightening their requirements, so it's going to be harder to get that 3.5% down payment. It's going to be hard. You're going to have to put more money down to begin with. You're going to have to pay a higher fee to the FHA. It's going to raise your costs to get a mortgage through FHA. That's going to make it much harder for folks to go out and get that loan. All these factors are not going to be the kind that are going to support a continually rising housing market.
Vincent Falvo, the editor-in-chief of Banker and Tradesman, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.